Good morning. Today is September the 3rd, 2026, Thursday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen. This message was recorded at a local meeting at an assisted care home.
If you have your Bibles open this morning, I would ask you to turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 16, beginning at verse number 24. I'll read three or four verses this morning. It says, when Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Verse 25, for whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Verse 26, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Verse 27, for the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then repay every man according to his deeds. You know, as I read these very powerful scripture verses from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ, I stop and think about the people and myself as well, that sometimes we hear and we experience and we receive persecution from different avenues and different respects of this world. You know, as I read these passages, I think about the things in our life, yours and mine, beloved, where we endure the things of this world that are against this word and this teaching of Jesus Christ. And Jesus had many followers during his 3.5 years of earthly ministry. And as we read through these texts, I stop and think so profoundly about how sometimes things in our life, in this world, may come against us as Christians and as believers each and every day. You know, that verse in verse number 25, it says, for whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. You know, I read into that all the things that may be come into our life, the things around us that where maybe others may treat us differently, if you will, maybe indifferently, maybe a better word for it, because of our following of Jesus Christ, because of the fact that we're Christians, we're that of following Jesus Christ's word and example. You know, verse 26 says, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? You know, in reading that, I stop, ponder briefly in my heart about how it does cost and how God knew that it would cost his son, and how God knew it would cost us as believers and as disciples of Christ today. You know, the very price that was paid on the cross of Calvary is a great example of the great price that was paid by God through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ. Beloved, may we always remember the great price that was paid for our sin debt, and may we always offer that same equal amount of forgiveness in our hearts and compassion for other people that may condemn us, people that may look down upon us, if you will. They may turn a deaf ear sometimes, maybe in a conversation. Those people around us, beloved, those people, beloved, that we know that God as well sent his only begotten son to die for their sins as well as ours. Let us bow our heads and have a few moments of prayer. Father, we're thankful today, Lord God, for your goodness and your grace and your mercy that's renewed this day and each day in our life. Lord, we would just ask you to just continue to keep your hands around us. We'd ask you to continue to undergirth us through paths of righteousness, God, for your name's sake, we pray. Lord, as we read these scripture texts today, Lord, we're drawn so close to the understanding, Father, about the great cost and the great price, Father, that has been paid for our sin debt. And may we have, Father, that compassion, that great compassion, God, that we need so desperately in our hearts this day in this sin-cursed and dark world. Father, have your will today upon the needs of your people. Lord, bless and honor, God, your word today in each of our hearts today as believers. Lord, I would ask that you would guard our hearts today, Father, in a way that only the power of the Holy Ghost can do. I would ask you to allow each of us, Father, to do and to be and to live our lives in a way that we may lift up and we may praise and we may glorify, Father, your heavenly name, Father, is our deepest desire. Father, we just thank you again for all those that listen. We thank you, Father, for all those today that seek you. All those today, Father, that we know that are coming next to you, Father, through prayer, through supplication, and Father, through faith. Father, we love you today, and we do thank you, Father, this day for loving us. We'd ask your blessings and your peace to be upon each and every one. And Father, we ask it all, and we pray in that name above all names, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-hmm.